Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
The world,
Palestinians,
Russia,
Iran,
China,
Israel-Hamas war
affects us at home.
Higher tariffs,
illegal alien sex offenders
buying up U.S. farmland.
Get news every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The sky gets it right.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Happy Friday. Here we are. We made it to the weekend. Go Gators taking on UCF. Yes.
Oh, just pick some
in the
letters.
Swamp tomorrow night. 45. I told you I didn't want to work.
Yeah, I know. I don't alphabet thing.
Words do have meaning, and we'll find out just how important that is in a moment. All right. Let's call it 907. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, longshoreman strike has been suspended. That's good news. It extends it till January 15th, extends the ongoing work. In other words, the ports are going to be operated, and they kick the can down the road to some extent, but I actually think that's good news. We'll dig into that in a little while. But first, a good old friend of mine I don't see nearly enough, Mark Mink, is here. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Doing well, thank you.
It was in Mark's living room where I met Marco Rubio when he was first running for Senate. I said, I like everything this guy says, so he probably won't win. And I said that, and I talked about that on the air. But anyway, so I'll never forget that opportunity in which you invited me. So thank you, Mark.
We were glad to have you there.
Now, one of the things you do, among many, is you're very busy as the state chairman for Protect Human Life Florida. And we're going to talk about the Amendment number 4 that is on the Florida ballot. And I don't take really any joy in talking about the abortion issue per se. Not that I'm running away from it, but it's uncomfortable and frankly, it's kind of ugly no matter what. So I've always determined to, I say with this energy and vigor that I see on both sides, I really would like to see that same energy and vigor in working for things like Glenn Beck supports, you know, unwed mothers that have babies, to take them to full term, and adoptions.
Right.
Those are my big things. But we have a constitutional amendment that is on the ballot. And Mark, you need to explain it because, quite frankly, already the language is confusing. It is not well defined. Explain.
Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to share with your listeners. And I'm a huge fan of adoption myself, having been adopted as an infant. And I'll share that story another time on your show. But what my objective this morning is not to share my personal beliefs on the abortion issue. My objective is to educate and inform your listeners so that they can make an informed decision, because I can live with the results of the amendment if voters make informed decisions. The concern that I have is that voters are going to wake up the day after the election and they're going to have what I call voter's remorse. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go, oh my goodness, what did we just approve? So basically, this is an amendment to the Florida Constitution that has two parts of it. The first part of it, in the ballot summary that voters are going to see in the ballot, says no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability. So let's just stop there for a moment. That basically says that any law that's currently on the books, whether it's a Heartbeat Protection Act, a 24-hour waiting period, ultrasound bill, even the parental consent bill that's in place now, would be unconstitutional. So this would become the only medical procedure that a minor could undertake in Florida that does not require the consent of a parent.
And they were a little sneaky in that, because they say, require notification to a parent, whereas the language currently stands as requiring parental consent. Think about it. You're consenting to allowing your minor to do something, or somebody's just notifying, hey, by the way, your kid is doing this.
Well, and what you have to understand about that is that Florida voters approved a constitutional amendment decades ago requiring notification. So they couldn't remove that provision in this proposal. So they're basically letting the voters know that this doesn't affect that. And if they could affect it, they would, but they can't. So, but what happens is the Florida voter often gets notification and consent confused.
Just like I did minutes ago talking about this.
That's right. And it's very common. And so Florida, so your listeners need to understand this first point. This will allow a minor to have an abortion in Florida, and it will invalidate the current law that says that consent is required up to the point of viability.
Now, viability, isn't that an ever-changing definition by the fact that we can save babies that are premature to the degree of what? Now they could be like less than a pound and they would be considered viable?
Well, when Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973, the point of viability was about 28 weeks gestation. Now it's generally around 24 weeks, and we've seen some babies even survive as early as 22 and 21 weeks. So viability really has to do with the medical care that's available. What might be a point of viability in a third world country might be farther along gestationally than it is here, where we have all this excellent health care. But suffice it to say, this amendment basically says that no law that's currently on the books or that the legislature might propose in the future that would prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion from the point of conception up to that point of around 24 weeks gestation, which is not defined in the amendment. It just says viability. And that's intentional, because when people hear 24 weeks, they go, wow, that's like a fully formed baby.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want the voter to think
know
that. So
mm-hmm.
they just say viability. And I've been in rooms where I've asked people that were pro-life people, just kind of spontaneously, I'll say, quick, and I'll point to them, mm-hmm. what's viability? And someone will say, childbirth, what's viability? Heartbeat, what's viability? Conception? And so there's not a general understanding in the voter base on what viability is.
And I might know that because I've dealt with things that have to do with medicine and the terms that are applied there, viability. What I know what that means. It means that the child has a good chance of living or not.
Right, exactly. Now, the second point I want to point out in the time we have, read the third sentence right here. It starts with, there is also uncertainty.
There is also uncertainty about whether the amendment will require the state to subsidize abortions with public funds. So, currently, are they taxpayer-funded now?
No, generally no in Florida. And so what's happening is you've got to look at a state like Michigan that had an amendment like this that passed. And then, without any mention in the proposed language about taxpayer funding of abortion, they came around after the fact and they pointed to language like this. I'll go back to the ballot summary. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion. Well, you've got delay abortion or restrict abortion. Well, what they said was, well, the voters have approved this amendment. So if a woman that can't afford to have an abortion is being delayed or restricted because she can't afford it, then the government
I don't have
needs
the
to pay
money,
for it.
So to speak. She comes in and says, I don't have the money.
So they're making a constitutional claim now. So for your listeners who may be fiscally conservative and maybe socially a little libertarian, they need to read this. This is on the financial impact statement that will be on the ballot. That's on the ballot now. Early voting ballots are out. People are voting on this right now as we speak.
So the law as it stands now, what do they define acceptable in terms of like viability or whatever? In other words, give me the quick rundown of what's legal now in Florida.
Yeah,
abortion-wise.
So right now, for decades, from Roe v. Wade up till 2022, it was basically perfectly legal in the state of Florida to abort a child through the first two trimesters. And it was basically restricted in the third trimester with rare exception. In 2022, Governor DeSantis signed a 15-week ban. Then Roe was reversed a month or two later. And then last year, he signed a Heartbeat Protection Act. And so that's defined as when a fetal heartbeat can be detected. It's generally around 6 weeks gestation. And then it has exceptions for the life of the mother. It's got a host of other exceptions, rape and incest, human trafficking, things of that nature that expand it beyond that. So if this is approved by Florida voters, all of that will be unconstitutional. And so it will be legal with no restriction from fertilization to that point of viability, which is undefined by the language. But then beyond that, and this is the third point I want your listeners to know about, and if we run out of time today, Bob, you need to invite me back to explain this further. The third trimester will open up like a door being swung open to abortion on demand in
Florida. Which has not been part of the Florida law for decades.
It has not been. In fact, I gave you a document that I referenced before we started that is from the Agency for Healthcare Administration. And basically what this document says is that from 2019 to 2024, there were 438,003 reported abortions in Florida. 438,003. Guess how many of those took place during the third trimester in Florida? How many tens of thousands would you guess?
No, it's not supposed to be any because I thought it was not allowed.
Well, there were five.
Okay.
Okay, and the five that were there were for the very rare exception, serious fatal genetic defect, deformity, or abnormality, fatal fetal abnormality, life-endangering physical condition. So the idea is this will open it up beyond that for health of the mother, health, financial health, social health, mental health. Physical health is not life-endangering.
They made this purposefully broad so that they can later interpret it to their liking and benefit, to their agenda.
Absolutely, with no definition for health and no definition for healthcare provider.
If you need more details than that, please go to humanlifefl.com. That's humanlifefl.com. Humanlifefl.com. Did I get that
right? That's right. It's humanlifefl, short for Florida.com.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I will continue to share this information with listeners as we move forward, too.
Yeah, and, please do.
And we might either, have you back in or call you or whatever the case may be.
I'd love to come back in for maybe another 9-minute segment to deal with this third trimester piece.
All right, let's do it. 9:17, we got a break now. Things that make you smile about 30 minutes away. Hang in there. Happy Friday.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.